Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good morning, world. This is obviously the World Wide Web, and there's plenty of room for all of us. So if you disagree with me and my my contextual stance on things, set up your own website, set up your own airtime with Blog Talk Radio. I'll give them a little plug here for being so gracious as to host a plethora of peeps, so to speak. All right. Good morning. I'm Dakota Lone Star, and you're listening to Freedom Today, which is actually a product of the Cantankerous One, moi, Dakota Lone Star. Today's program is entitled Progressive Delusions of the Democrat Party. Progressive Delusions of the Democrat Party. Go ahead and key in our phone number now. The guest calling number is 929-477-4090. It is 9:01 a.m. on the East Coast and 6:01 on our West Coast of the loosely United States of America. And at this point, I've been calling for collective secession of states since about 2010, I believe, that we should come apart amicably because we will come apart at the seams one day. Mark my words, we will come apart at the seams, and we should do so amicably rather than the alternative to amicable separation. All right, so today's program is, like I said, I've entitled Progressive Delusions of the Democrat Party. Now, in terms of learned America, studied America, well-schooled America, the word of indicates from in many cases. So the Democrat Party, in their mind's eye, if you will, interestingly enough, has created this argument, collective argument, by which they have enslaved their peeps or their constituency, and in terms of an inferior thought process, as well as attempted at in that same broad stroke of liberal progressivism, which is just couched communism, they've stroked us in a broad manner. So actually, if you give me about 30 seconds here, I'll go back with you. Actually, 15 to 30 seconds is all this will take. Slight difficulty with my phone at this particular moment, but you are not to miss today's program. Give me about 15 seconds. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and cover a few talking points today. I do have the chat room open. Excuse me, a little bit of a congestion thing going on this morning, kind of a pre-spring sprung allergic reaction in one sense in terms of my sinuses, but this is going to be a lot of fun, educational, and interesting to boot. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at today's program. I want to cover conservatives and racism or bigotry, Islamophobia, anti-immigration, Big Brother, and the Green Movement, all from the vantage point of a strict conservative. And that way we can begin to displace. I think a stone needs to be dropped in the container, in the water container of liberal elites, so that their constituency is forced to witness the water overflow in terms of things, the lie, the great lie, collectively speaking. And we're going to cover that, and I'm going to get into that right now on this episode of Freedom Today. I'm Dakota Lone Star. All right, so conservatives and racism. Let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit. So let's go ahead and look specifically at Darian Albert, go ahead and pull up your computers, your cell phones. I'm sure that plenty of you are, more than a few of my listeners are adept when it comes to our new age technology, which some of which is good for the world and America. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to stream my program today. So let's talk about racism or bigotry in terms of conservatives. All right, so Darian Albert, just weeks, mere weeks, it wasn't even a month that Barack Hussein Obama had after he had moved into his humble digs on Penn Avenue in early in 2009, within 30 days, inside of 30 days, Darian Albert was bludgeoned to death on the streets of not-so-shy-town in Illinois, otherwise known as Chicago, Illinois, a cesspool in many regards. God bless and keep the people there that are hoping for a conversion of that particular city, and it oftentimes starts with city's political leaders. So Darian Albert was bludgeoned to death, and mum was the word from our half-white rock star, number 44, your beloved savior, and Barack Hussein Obama. Mum was the word for several years until several people, including myself, had talked about it for 2 or 3, 4, even 5 years, black on black crime, because we're so bigoted and racist that we care about that black lives have truly mattered prior to Michael Brown for us. So if Michael Brown is your starting point in terms of Black Lives Matter, you're kind of a problem, in my opinion. And furthermore, body cameras on police officers cannot measure the necessary force or the required force necessary to subdue anyone, even if it's a 70-pound white crack whore. A police camera is not able to measure the necessary force to subdue said allegedly said criminal. All right, so let's go ahead and we could talk about that one day too, but that's not why I'm here today. Today, why I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and pummel the collective lie of this leadership, progressivism in the Western world. Darian Albert, we cared enough to speak out, and prior to Darian Albert, for that matter. So if you don't know who Darian Albert is, you really don't have really any wiggle room in terms of opening your mouth where racism and bigotry is concerned. So Google him and just shut up. All right, that's number one. All right, so let's talk. Does racism still exist in America? Yes, it does. And the tables have certainly turned now that World War I and II veterans are being beaten to death in America, white Europeans that just moved here over the course of the last few years. One was beaten to death outside of St. Louis for appearing Caucasian when he just moved here or immigrated here from Europe, Eureka, a few years back, for being white, for looking white. He was beat to death. Okay, so, but that's not bigotry and that's not racism. All right, so we know that racism still exists, and it's growing, hopefully not ever growing, within people of colored society, so to speak. But amongst white conservative Americans, bigotry is infinitesimal. There you go, college grads. There's your new word, infinitesimal. Amongst white, middle-aged, and older Americans, conservative America, bigotry or racism is infinitesimal. As a matter of fact, I want to go ahead and talk about how much Black Lives Matter. Every day, over a dozen Americans are gunned down in our inner cities. So don't tell me you're serious about gun control until you've proposed a measure to shake out America's urban society, to shake the illegal fruit out of urban America. God forbid, God forbid. Over a dozen people are cut down. Over a dozen individual human beings are cut down on a daily basis across the United States of America. And this isn't just coming out of my mouth, Dakota Lone Star. This is actually from the Federal Bureau of Investigation's website on violent crime and extremism, American style. That's right, American style. You heard it here. Possibly, not necessarily first, but American, and don't give me this crap, well, it's 7-1, you know, these ratios, inner city figures, that white people or black Americans are being picked on at a ratio of 7-1 versus white people. Well, is it possible that there's 7 black people for every, or people of color, Latinos, if you will? Don't even start with me. Don't even think about starting with me, number one, because I've been a part of the Latino community for almost 25 years now. And why? Because I think their women are gorgeous. I think their food is better. You know, I've gained 50 pounds since high school, and I like me. But I'm not fat in the face, arms, and legs, which should probably tell you something. So I'm going to lose this belly and beat y'all with my belly fat over the years. So, all right. So anyway, so we're looking at that. And then there's the case of, go ahead and Google these two names, America, since you can't even, you progressive, putrid punks. If you look up Nakula Baselli Nakula and Dinesh D'Souza. Okay, so look, since 2012 alone, three independent filmmakers in the United States of America, God bless America for our freedom, right? Three independent filmmakers have been leaned on. One independent news source was heavily leaned on a couple years prior to that, which could have led to his death, possibly, allegedly, in Andrew Breitbart. But I'm not going to go there, because like I've said in past programs, we'll leave that up to Jesus and his thousand-year reign and eternal reign thereafter. Anyway, so so let's look at Nakula Baselli Nakula just for a moment, if you will. He's an Egyptian-born Coptic, God forbid, Christian that came to the United States, ended up making a film using an alias. And as President Barack Obama stated in his 2012 address to the United Nations, we've made it clear to the world that the United States was not involved in the making or the production of The Innocence of Muslims. Oh, yeah, they made it clear, all right. So you putrid progressive punks are okay with someone coming from Egypt that probably witnessed, like, murder and rape and bigotry and excessive taxation and usury and God only knows what else, perhaps dismemberment, I could go on and on, but I won't. I will say this. Imagine if the tables were turned and Islamic folk were the minority in the Middle East, and then a Muslim came over here and wanted to make a film because Christians were cutting off. He had just witnessed his grandmother's arm getting lopped off, his mother being raped, his sister facing genital mutilation. Yes, folks. And then he came over here and wanted to make a film. Would you stand up for him then, you putrid punks, putrid communist progressive punks? Would you stand up for the person then, for the filmmaker? Because right now your beloved king is batting 1,000 as far as bigotry and racism are concerned, in terms of having targeted an Egyptian-born Coptic Christian and Dinesh D'Souza, an Asian, I'll call him Asian Indian, even though it's the far west portion of Asia lingering out there in terms of India, and then Pakistan kind of rolls into Islamic putrefaction, if you will, but in many ways, and even their government stepped in lately and kind of picked up the hunt pace, if you will, and taken out some rather devilish folk. So kudos to the government in Pakistan for their recent attempts to eradicate devils. So, all right. So Islam. So we've talked about racism a little bit, and let's go ahead and talk about. Well, I want to add one more thing quickly in terms of conservatism. The conservatives in South Carolina, the parishioners of the church that was shot up by the devil, Dylan Roof, who should be hung next to the three perps that beat a World War One or Two vet to death recently out in the Northeast. That's how racist I am, that I'd like to see that white devil hung next to the three people on the on our East Coast, at any rate. But here we go. All right, so we've covered racism. Now let's move on, since I've dispelled and dispensed truth where it's needed. Islamophobia. Let's talk about Islamophobia, shall we? One second, please. All right, so look, so let's move on to Islamophobia. If you're not familiar, go ahead and pull up your iPhones or your apps or your lover of choice, your computer, your iPod, your iPads, if you will, and look up New Jersey case SD versus M, as in Michael J.R., SD versus MJR. SD is a Moroccan-born, or was, I'm not sure if she even resides here any longer, but she was a resident of New Jersey, and she was born in Morocco and migrated here with her Moroccan husband, or in this case, Sharia Shank, of a man who, it was alleged, it's not just alleged, I mean, you can go and look at the files, so to speak, in one sense, and the notes on the internet, that she was abused sexually by her quote-unquote husband, and they're both from Morocco. So when there was an outcry, so I'm going to dispel another lie of progressives, that beaten and sought justice within the American court system, and an American judge ended up not even slapping the wrist of the Sharia Shank of a husband, and basically said, oh, his status, you know, kind of like dissolves, if you will, in a couple of months, and he has to go back to Morocco, so I'm just not going to deal with it, kind of thing, right? And this is an American judge. Chances are very good that this is a Democratic, or a Democrat leech of our judicial system. And here's what happens. For those of you that aren't all that bright and aren't able to extrapolate properly, how many residents of these United States of America that have migrated here or otherwise, in terms of women, if you are for women's rights, I would think their health would be more important to you than even their income, even though their income is highly important to us as well, as conservatives, that, you know, she had to begin to sleep with one eye open from that point forward. And who knows if this Sharia Shank even left the United States for Morocco thereafter. But at the very least, there was at least 30, 40, 50, 60 days, 65, 70 days where she had to sleep with the phone at the ready, her phone at the ready, and 911 on speed dial. So she could have been beaten again pretty easily within 60 days, don't you think? Oh, bright society. Oh, bright ones. Yeah. So do the numbers. Do the math. I don't care if you want to use Common Core to arrive at your answer, but do the math from the tip of the Florida Keys to, I don't know, Idaho Falls, if there is such a thing. Just do the math, all right? And so there, I've just kind of knocked out Islamophobia and sexism in one fell swoop. All right, so we're having fun. Give us a call at 929-477-4090 if you have anything to add. If you think you can take me on, go for it. All right. So anti-immigration, moving on to anti-immigration, shall we? All right, look. I, Dakota Lone Star, am married to a lady from the Caribbean and born and raised in the Caribbean, on a Caribbean island, right? And all I've done is hung out with Latinos, by and large, over the last 20-plus years of my life. And so are we anti-immigration as strict conservatives? No, we are not. Here's what we're looking for. As a matter of fact, I met an American of African descent in Florida that his craft, if you will, was painting homes and businesses and interior painting, and I believe even some exterior painting. We had a nice old chat one day, and he said that in Florida, he said, Dakota, I can't find a job painting for over like $11 or $12 an hour any longer. I used to find jobs at $19, $20, $21, sometimes upwards of $30 an hour. So don't give me this crap that there aren't Americans willing to paint. And am I anti-immigration? No. As a matter of fact, if we built a wall tomorrow, I would be all for allowing what the system could incur in terms of financial outlay at any given moment in time. That's just smart. Now, if you are a person of color, please come around for a moment and just lend us your ear, if you will. We want you, if you run up against hard times, to be able to receive some assistance from your local government entity, you know, in the form of food stamps. Good people run up against hard times. Absolutely, of every color and every persuasion, if you will. So think about this for a moment. If I have a $100 bill and I am the governor of, gosh, I don't know, let's say West Virginia, and let's say that in West Virginia we have 10 Americans of African descent, 5 of Middle Eastern descent, 5 American citizens, not necessarily citizens, even residents at this rate, and whatever. Okay, so now that $100 bill, now we allow in untold thousands of other people. You don't think that cuts into you? Just use your brain for one second, for God's sake, in America. There's going to be less to go around. You think we can magically print money in each state? I wish we could. I wish from North Dakota to Texas we could run a straight, pick up a few states north and obviously north and west of the great state of Texas, and a couple of states north and east of the North Dakota-Texas line, and do so amicably. All right. So look, here we go. All right. So I've already crushed your racism argument, because look, if you haven't heard of Alan Keyes, the Honorable Alan Keyes, who, yes, isn't half white, but has a black mother and a black father and ran for president twice prior to 2008 and again a third time in 2008, then you're not really studious, are you? You're not quite making the cut. You're like a fourth grade track star running against Mr. Bolt in the Olympics. You're not ready. Doesn't mean you can't be ready one day. It just means you're not ready right now for the big game. All right. So we are looking at, you know, we as conservatives, many of us have hoped that Deneen Borelli would run for president. Ooh. And last time I checked, she probably has a vagina, too. I mean, like, I mean, I'm just assuming, but on the conservative side. And so we would have an American of African descent with a black mother and a black father, not a halfway rock star that collects black-on-black crime to woo his constituency into freedom of the lesser sort. But, all right, so if Deneen Borelli, I wish she ran for president, because we would see who the real bigots are in this country, the real racists, the real sexists, the real bigots, the real, you know, kind of wormwoodish folk would be crawling like a dunghill filled with maggots on the exterior if Deneen Borelli ran for president. We'd be able to just sit back and observe and report because that's what we do, and we do it well, and we lead well, and we govern better. A more excellent union. More money for Americans of African descent when they come up against hard times. Ooh, Dakota, they're just so racist and bigoted. All right, so anti-immigration, if it weren't for immigration, I wouldn't be here because everybody, all whitey came over in the Nina, the Santa, I'm sorry, the whatever, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, right? We're the culmination, wrong. We still have white people coming. I have a white friend that came over here from Europe / Russia / Bulgarian / and you know, his English isn't very good, but he's got a great story. You know, he interestingly enough, he was a BBC reporter and sat behind the microphone in the United States, if you will, behind the microphone of a guy that he listened to illegally as a child because of his beautiful governmental standard where he was reared as a child. He was weaned on communism where he came from, and so he had to listen to radio illegally of in state-sponsored radio, which is kind of where we're headed, you putrid, repugnant, progressive punks. They wouldn't know the first thing about freedom because you can't even say Nakula, but selling Nakula three times in a row without, like, slurring and slobbering and drooling all over yourselves because you want to make sure that $15 mark is achieved for all Americans, and that's just the beginning, right? Well, if that's your goal, you probably should remain subjugated by your leadership. I mean, you kind of deserve your leadership, and it's funny because you're being played. You're being played like a banjo, a bohemian banjo. Matriculated American enthusiast or at any rate, you know where I'm going with that. All right, so let's move along from anti-immigration. I would, and in other words, in addition to what I've already said, I wouldn't have a wife right now if it weren't for immigration. Oh, Eureka, the conservatives are just anti-immigration. Baloney, you guys need to find a new line because you're still being played by a child virtuoso in his or her instrument of choice. And the child which truly loves music when it wasn't foisted and forced upon that child to become the next violinist, concerto, not so shy town. Moving on up, leader, first chair, violinist in the Chicago Orchestra, right? Or in New York Symphony or what have you. But, all right, so Big Brother, moving on to Big Brother. Actually, I'm going to give you the call-in number again. Guest call number is 929-477-4090. Moving on to Big Brother, because I have a few points to cover today as Dakota Lone Star. And you can check us out online at 40and28forever.com. Big Brother. All right, or middle-aged and older white conservatives, right? Big Brother equals middle-aged, which I'm one of those, a middle-aged, a little bit older than that, actually, middle-aged white conservative. We're Big Brother, right? You know what? We have our own jobs, our own aspirations as individuals, God forbid, because we're not cookie-cutter. Conservatives aren't cookie-cut like progressive putrefied zombies are today, but we work anywhere from, you know, 40, 60, 70 hours a week, and then we have our aspirations as well, and our aspirations are such that 2-3 vacations a year, oh, we're so evil with our families, screw you, left, sorry. Anyway, I had to go there just for a second. God bless you, actually. I should pray for you. And I need prayer, of course, too, because I am, after all, human. Humans. All right. And so, Big Brother, we don't have the time or the energy to give a rat's arse to Beulah, even though we should be praying. I guess the best of conservatives, which I'm trying to kind of get there, the best of conservatives pray more often. They read the good book more often. At the very least, don't want to be, I believe there are conservative Americans out there that aren't necessarily Christian per se, but at least they're visiting the elders in their community. Yeah, oh yeah, those same elders that may need a ride in an ambulance to a hospital because their arteries are clogged and they're 50, 60, 70 years old. But you're blocking the roads because Black Lives Matter, the roadways, right? All right, so anyway, so Big Brother, we don't have the time or the energy. We really couldn't care what you're doing as long as you aren't smoking with your two-year-old. You know, send little Johnny or Susie off to Grandma's loins so that she can take him or him or her to church and raise them upright. You know, anyway, that's just about how bigoted we are. But, all right, and that goes for the Dylann Roof, too, the devil that shot up the South Carolina church. Thankfully, there were some conservatives of Christ Jesus. I don't know how they did it other than through the Holy Ghost, forgave Dylann Roof next to immediately and were praying for his soul. That's Christianity. That's just, I don't know that I would be so quick to forgive, just to be honest with you. But hats off to that South Carolina Church of Churches. You are the bedrock of American society. All right, so moving on from Big Brother, a lot of people say we're not green as conservatives. That's a bunch of BS, too. I, as a conservative, distinctly conservative American, I recycle pretty much everything, aside from perhaps avocado seeds, and I could be grinding those and tossing them in the soil, perhaps, for nutrients. But honestly, yeah, I didn't need the Super Bowl. We don't need the Super Bowl ad that tells us that every drop matters. That's for the people that have an IQ, as well as a spiritual IQ that generally mirrors the physical IQ of progressives. The Super Bowl ad that says, turn your water off while you're brushing your teeth because you're wasting gallons of crucial element world meant for the world, which it really is and was and is, and even the animals, I'll say that. And I can go there later, too, if you want me to dispel another liberal lie or delusion, rather. These are delusions. I like the word delusion better. Delusions of the Democrat Party. I love that. All right, so if we're not green, why do I go through brake pads every... And this is back in the day when brake pads weren't made out of certain constructive materials that held up longer. You know, back in the day, I'd go through brake pads about every 80,000 miles. Does that mean I never, you know, work the gas pedal a little bit? No, of course it doesn't. There are times on the open road when you can open it up a little bit and not be all over the brakes. And in terms of the inner city, that doesn't work as well because a couple of lights down, you're seated next to the person in one sense, and you look over and Poppy is right next to you after just like working the traffic for a mile. And it's kind of funny because he's gone through his brake pads. The type, right? The guy that has to wear the large watch that is big enough for both his wrists. Anyway, so you know the type that has to play the music loud to be cool. You know, and I did that when I was a young guy. I guess I just, you know, the testosterone's kind of tailing off there a little bit, and I don't have to play my music loud anymore to be cool, you know. But anyway, so not green, not so. We don't have to join your United Nations initiative, which is a cult, in my opinion. It's, you know, on the face of everything that you're doing, as putrid progresses, it looks good. You save the planet, save the water for everybody, save some food for everybody. But the thing is, you got to kind of have governments that are on board with taking care of their peeps. You know, to an extent as well. But some of those governments are so infiltrated with by and of and with devils that that they're, you know, John Jaweed in Darfur. You can Google that because I think it's so racist. I just can't stand to live with myself. You know, that I shed tears for people from Darfur that are being raped and molested and dismembered and by John Jaweed. But the United Nations is the answer, right? Well, according to a new film this summer, Independence Day Resurgence, the United Nations is the answer to an attack by aliens. Okay, so we're not green. All right, so 9 out of 10 vehicles that I witness anywhere in the suburbs or otherwise, the ones that are zipping out, in and out, generally have, and going through the brakes and the gas, 9 times out of 10 have a Yes We Can bumper sticker on from 2008 or an Obama Biden bumper sticker from 2012 where progression is really devolution, if you will. All right. So not green, not so. We are greener than you guys are. You want to come in and bring your cameras in and just film me at any given moment? Fine. All right. So moving on. All right. So middle class America. I live in terms of northern I make a little under $12 an hour, but I'm ready and willing and able to kick that in the Ars Dabula and make much, much more than that because God has given me certain gifts to depose kings. And there's one king, though, that will be returning, and at the name of Jesus, frankly, as an individual, God forbid, I believe that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And I don't know when. It does appear, though, that my brothers and sisters in the Middle East are facing great tribulation at this very moment. So, in terms of middle-aged, I want to make one more point in terms of middle-aged and older white conservatives. We're power-hungry, and we want to hold on to the system. Here's another delusion of the left. I voted for Alan, Sir Alan Keyes, who has a black mother and a black father and ran for president twice prior to 2008, for all you little punks out there that think that you've done the world a favor by inviting a half-white rock star to the international table of socialists. My goodness. So, if we want to hold on to power, why are, you know, and here's what's really interesting. A lot of white guys that are 10 or 20 or 25 years older than me even are married to Asian women. They brought back, yes, Asian brides from some of the conflicts in Korea and elsewhere. Gosh, we're just so bigoted, aren't we? I just kicked your lie right in the head, and the head just popped off your lie. And you, progressive, putrid, yes, I'm profiling here, much of whitey even. You know, you're going to need a tourniquet after today's program because your arguments really don't hold water. They're quite porous. All right, just about finished. So if we'd like to see Denise Borelli at the helm and K.T. McFarland work for Denise Borelli and Dr. Ben Carson, the Honorable Ben Carson, part of that platform, then if we're racist, that means you guys are straight from hell. All right, so we're pretty much there. That's pretty much all I wanted to cover today. And aside from the fact that we don't need your reformation, we don't need your birth control. Teachers, leave them babes alone. We don't need your reformation because we find it bigoted when a president of a free nation leans on an Egyptian Coptic and an Middle Eastern Asian Indian filmmakers. Yeah, that make films. Oh, God, in America, you need your safe space? Leave if you need your safe space. If you think that the world is better off than we are, and that socialism and communism have been tried before, and or haven't been tried before because it hasn't been proposed by a bunch of young whitey. Oh, God save America. Dakota Lone Star, remember to check us out at 4028forever.com. Good day, America.